Photographs and memories. All the love you gave to me. Somehow it just can't be true. That's all I have left of you. Jim Croce, 1974. Chapter 2. San Pedro, California. November 24th, 2002. The two large brass bells perched atop an old round-faced alarm clock waited patiently for their cue. As the hands aligned north and south to read 6 a.m., the dutiful timepiece clanged to life with the subtlety of a wrecking ball. It vibrated wildly on the nightstand, the hammer striking the large brass bells relentlessly, vibrating so ferociously that it actually began to walk toward the edge of its perch. Slowly, very slowly, a large hand, calloused from a lifetime of hard labor, rose from underneath a rumpled mound of blankets on the bed beside the nightstand. Thick fingers wrapped carefully around the blaring instrument and ever so gently depressed the small lever in back, silencing the old clock a split second before it fell from the stand to the hardwood floor below. François Bouchard, my old man, turned lazily onto his back and stretched, rubbing the crust from his ice-blue eyes. Out of habit, he reached over beside him, feeling around for where my mother's sleeping form should have been. He stroked the cold, empty space beside him, sighing deeply, and caressed the sheet as if she were still there. Turning his head on an old weathered feather pillow, he stared at the undisturbed linen beside him. This was Papa's routine. Every morning he reminded himself that she was gone, each and every morning for a couple of years now. Giselle Bouchard died the summer of 1999 from complications with an acute case of emphysema. Her death wasn't pretty, and it wasn't quick. It was a bitter, bitter memory, one he wished he could just forget. Whoever coined the phrase, "absence makes the heart grow fonder," clearly had never had their heart broken. Sometimes absence just makes the heart grow harder. It takes a special kind of courage to forgive without being vindictive, to be able to see past the bitterness that blinds you to the purity of the love you push deep into a vault where it can no longer be shared. My mom never meant to hurt my father. In fact, I doubt she realized that she did. But I tell you this much, were the roles reversed, she would never abandon her love for him, no matter what passed between them. My mother believed in